If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here on SportsGrid. Game time decisions. Orioles are up 3-0. That was all right. Maybe the 1.5 runs of the White Sox was not a great idea. I should give an on-air thank you to Gunnar Henderson, over 79.5 season-long RBI. The people needed that. We're scoreless in your remaining games. Joe Maddon, great to talk to you here on a Tuesday night full of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we got a fantastic night out there, and I don't think the Baltimore Orioles are going to slow down in this game, Kevin. If you can still get on a team total for them, I would look for it to go over.
It's fair enough. My pregame thoughts were clearly wrong. Nastrini blown up right away, so Orioles could certainly get out here and run in this game. Joe, let's get to this Phillies-Blue Jays game before it gets underway. Toronto, a home favorite against the Philadelphia Phillies here. A little surprising to see. What do you like in this one?
You can take Toronto as a home favorite here with Chris Bassitt getting the start. I don't trust him at all. You look at his struggles at home on the season. He's 6-7 at home with a 4.67 ERA. It's just not a pitcher I trust. Now, I do think the books are making Toronto the favorite because of the rookie. Tyler Phillips coming out here for the Phillies. We look at him, and in the month of July, he was so solid, Kevin. Four starts at ERA was under 2. I believe it was a 1.80, but he got lit up in August. Sent back down to the minors and then brought back up here. So he needs to come out nice and hot and strong in this. But you look at the Phillies bats. This is a team that has been able to get those runs on the board, and I expect them to be able to give him the run support here, hitting nicely off of Chris Bassitt. So it's the Phillies for the win for me. I'm shocked at the value we're getting for them here. And I do think you have to look at Trey Turner. We've seen Trey Turner hit off of Chris Bassitt before. He's coming in at plus 560 for the home run. Yes, only 15 home runs on the season, but I do think at plus 560, it's worth a shot. And then you know we got to play something on Vladdy here because he should be able to hit off of the rookie. The RBI for Vladdy coming in at plus 105.
Agree across the board. Couldn't agree more. Vladdy makes a lot of sense in this game. I'm on the Phil's money line at plus 102. I think there's some value on it here tonight. So, Joe, totally agree. What about the Red Sox tonight? They're in Queens up against the Mets here. A dog price with Cutter Crawford going against David Peterson.
Yeah, when you look at the straight ERAs for both of these pitchers, David Peterson is the stronger one on paper, but I do think Cutter Crawford should have a stronger night here. I actually like what we've seen out of him, even though he's got a 4.12 ERA. I think the Red Sox will give him the support if needed as well. So I'm going to look at the Red Sox straight up on the money line in the first five innings. That's coming in at +108. We look at David Peterson, and over his 16 appearances, he's got a 2.83 ERA, but I do think he's in for some regression here, Kevin. I don't trust him against this Red Sox lineup. Even though these offenses are pretty similar out there, I do think there is an advantage here for the Red Sox. So I'm going to take them straight up on that money line in the first five innings.
All right, a little money line action there on the Red Sox. I do see the vision with that value. Man, has it been a bizarre season for Cutter Crawford. Some of it, he just looked incredible. Every start he has, it feels like he gets a decision. He has 20 decisions, Cutter Crawford, this year. Just a really interesting one, but Joe, I totally see the vision there on backing him. I'm sure many will look to back Chris Sale tonight here at home up against the Rockies. What are you looking to do with this game, though? Big number.
Yeah, Chris Sale's been absolutely phenomenal at home. 8-0 at home with a 2.78 ERA, a strong whip as well, and those strikeouts just rolling in every time he comes out. And I do think the Atlanta Braves are trying to make that playoff push. I think every single game means so much to this team, and especially off this weekend, they need this win here tonight over the Colorado Rockies. I'm looking for Chris Sale to be able to come out deep into this game. I'm going to take him over the 18.5 outs. Now that's coming in at -108 over the 18.5 outs. I was looking to touch his strikeout prop, but Kevin, it's too high and it's too highly juiced. I do think he goes over it, but at 8.5 to the over at -140 is something I'm not interested in. I think he should be able to get double digits here for his strikeouts versus the Colorado Rockies, but it's actually something FanDuel isn't even offering today. There's no alt numbers for his strikeouts, which just means going to go over that 8.5 nice and easy in my mind. But I'm also going to look at the Atlanta Braves. I think their team total's too low, over 4.5. Again, you got to lay the juice at -130. But Kyle Freeland coming out here, you know we can't trust him for the Colorado Rockies. He's 2-5 on the road, and that ERA on the road is over 7. So I do think the Atlanta Braves, their bats will connect tonight. They'll be able to get 5 runs on the board, and Chris Sale can stay nice and deep into this game, Kevin.
Yeah, I've been looking at the Braves as a parlay piece. Sometimes there are just teams that fit that bill in certain spots. They're not always that big, right? They don't have to be -375. But, for example, if you like the Yanks tonight, which I kind of like the Yankees a little bit, but I don't want -160 on Rodon on the road. All right, well, now with the Braves, that's +110. All right, maybe we get Paul Skenes to take that strikeout number down a little bit lower with the Braves. All right, now we got even money or something like that. Nothing's free, nothing's a lock, nothing's a guarantee. I think the Braves got the job done here, but you got to get creative when you're dealing with a -375. That's not how a lot of people like to bet. And again, I wouldn't necessarily tell you they should be -450, -5. I don't think we can make baseball games that high. I really don't. I think it could be a little bit higher. It could. But at -375, I think they're a nice workable parlay piece here. Joe, let's talk a little Kansas City Royals tonight. They need a win. No other way to describe it. 6 straight losses for the Royals. Very, very lucky the Red Sox are on a losing streak themselves. What do you think here about KC tonight?
Yeah, this is going to be a hard matchup with the Cleveland Guardians, but one that I think that they should be able to get the win here at home. We're getting a short price on them, +108 on that money line. I've seen all the way up to -105 on some books, and I do think with Brady Singer coming out here, they have the possibility of limiting the Cleveland Guardians' bats. You look at the Cleveland Guardians, and over the last months, they've actually been striking out more versus right-handed pitchers at a rate of 20.8%. I'm expecting, even though the Cleveland Guardians are one of those teams where you go, okay, this team does not strike out a lot. I think they average 7 strikeouts over 9 innings. So you got to be very careful here. But I do think Bradley Singer's number is too low. His strikeout prop coming in at 4.5 at -130 to the over. I expect him to get at least 5 strikeouts in this. We look at his last 10 outings. He's averaging that 5.8 strikeouts, and he's been able to go over 5 or more strikeouts in his last 5 starts. So he's going to have to bring his absolute A game. And if he can bring his A game to this matchup here with the Cleveland Guardians, I do think the Kansas City Royals are able to get the win. They're coming in at -105 in this matchup, and that's exactly where I went earlier. If you can get them at that +108, Kevin, I'm all over it even more.
Now, we're going to talk some NFL with Joe Maddon tonight, a little bit of Chargers, maybe a little bit on the New York Jets as well, so make sure you don't go anywhere. But to close out this baseball, Joe, we are an hour and 10 minutes, okay? And I've hardly mentioned Paul Skeens. I just should, man, what a fun ride it was. What a shame it ended the way it did, that race to potentially winning a Cy Young for the superstar in Pittsburgh. They're playing the Cubs tonight, though, Joe. What do you like in this game?
He's still got to look at Paul Skeens to come out here nice and strong. Only recording those two losses, Kevin. It's absolutely amazing what he's been able to do out there at the mound. I'm going to look at the Pittsburgh Pirates here in the first five on that run line, laying a half a run at -102. And I'm going to look at the Cubs team total under 3.5. It's coming in at -128. I know this team has strong bats, but I expect Paul Skeens to go deep into this game and limit the Chicago Cubs' ability to get those runs on the board. Hendricks on the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The other side, the Pirates have hit him hard before, and that's why I'm not looking at this full game to the under, Kevin.
All right there. So we got the picks on the board for the Major League Baseball slate with Joe Maddon. We do have an early Phil's lead. That is 1-0 right now, as well as 1-0 for Minnesota on Tampa. So some runs starting to pop here on this baseball board. Let's talk some football. Who is Joe backing? Who is Joe fading? We find out next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here. Game time decisions. Let's talk some football. We've got Joe Maddon here. Joe, excited to talk. Little NFL futures. It all gets underway on Thursday. Here on Game Time Decisions, I'll go through all my NFL futures on that Thursday, plus, of course, picks, breakdowns, and everything that the people need for that game. But, Joe, tell me, who is the team that you've found yourself in on and are buying heading into this NFL season?
There's a couple teams I'm buying, but I think the team that I'm buying the most in on is the New York Jets. I do think, looking at this team last season without Aaron Rodgers, what they were able to do, how stifling that defense is with a mediocre quarterback out there to say the best out of what we saw for their quarterback position with Zach Wilson and a couple others. I do think insert Aaron Rodgers, and even if he's at 70% of what we've seen out of him, at his best, we will have success here for the New York Jets. So I'm a big buyer on them. I'm taking them to take the AFC East. That's coming in at +160. And I do think you really circled Garrett Wilson here to come out nice and strong. I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers to get him the ball and get the ball to him quickly. I'm going to be taking him for the first touchdown in their game on Monday night. I look back on when Aaron Rodgers got injured, and we all remember how emotional he was and his statements toward Garrett Wilson's apologizing for him getting injured and saying sorry to the kids. So I think Aaron Rodgers has formed such a bond with him. He will be his number one target. I like the sprinkle, Kevin, that you can find on FanDuel at him to record 1,400 plus regular season receiving yards. It's coming in at +700. We look at him last season, and last season with that quarterback situation, he still had 95 receptions, 168 targets for 1,042 receiving yards. So you're telling me this kid can't get to 1,400 with Aaron Rodgers driving the ship? I really do think that he can at plus 700. It's worth my money being wrapped up all season.
It's a number that Devontae Adams, if you look at his last four seasons with Rodgers, was kind of around. I mean, it was all health dependent. He only actually crossed the number once, but 1374 in 14 games, 1386 in 15 games. These are longer seasons. If he plays 17, that's certainly an eye-popping number there, Joe. Not something that I had looked at, but definitely some juice with Garrett Wilson. If Rodgers has it going, man, all the hype around Garrett Wilson could certainly be actualized. It's a really, really strong look at a big number. Joe, tell me a team that you're a little bit not as high on, fading right now heading into the season.
I've got two, the Bears and the Chargers, and it pains me to say, you know I'm a Bolts fan here, Kevin, but I just don't trust in the Chargers this upcoming season. And yes, insert Jim Harbaugh, fantastic coach, but I think there's going to be growing pains for the Chargers this season. Justin Herbert, I still am not convinced he's at 100%, and I do think the plantar fasciitis issues will come back within the season to haunt him out there. And the weapons that they have now are nothing like the weapons they had last season. So this is a defense that we never trusted. And when I look at the Chicago Bears, yes, preseason was absolutely phenomenal. I'm still not sold on this offensive line in front of Caleb Williams. And I do think we're going to see that pressure up the middle. And I think these defenses will get to Caleb Williams this season. So while the Bears have a fantastic defense, I don't think it will be enough to keep them in these games. So I'm taking the Bears win total under 8.5 at plus 139. I think they do come tight to this number because I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be terrible out there. I just don't think that he'll have the time and under the pressure in the regular season will be able to perform like we saw in preseason out there. I think he's going to be a fantastic quarterback. Just give him one more year before I'm willing to ride the Bears with my long-term future money, Kevin.
You know, the Bears thing is such a fascinating one. I will say on the Chargers, Joe, I think I like that team. I know that people are out on them, and I get it, and maybe I am not taking the Herbert injury potential into account enough. I think that coaching staff gives them such a high floor where all of a sudden, I feel like in years prior, Joe, the selling point on the Chargers was always, hey, Justin Herbert's probably a top five quarterback, and that's worth something. And now, when you talk about the pros with the Chargers, you don't really lean on Herbert's potential, which almost, I think, could allow it to be a swing factor. Harbaugh's been such a good coach in the regular season. I am interested. But, Joe, let me ask you, because I still want to get a couple picks from you here. If you're not in on the Bears, maybe not in on Caleb Williams, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I'm not in on Caleb Williams for the Rookie of the Year. I don't think he gets it. I'm on Jaden Daniels here of the Washington Commanders. He's coming in at plus 600 for Rookie of the Year, and we saw what he was able to do in college at LSU. He's absolutely fantastic out there, and I do think there is weapons here for the Washington Commanders. This is a team I'm actually high on this season. They have a win total of 6.5 to the over at minus 120, so you're going to have to lay some juice, Kevin, but I do think this is a team that I predict can get 8 wins out there. Jaden Daniels just adds so much power to this offense, and I think he comes out and hits the ground running here. So I'm big on him. I'm taking him up plus 600 for Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then the Washington Commanders over the 6.5 wins. I would take them over 7.5 for those old numbers to get plus money as well, if you can find it on your books, Kevin. This team, I really do think, is going to be so well-rounded. We now have Dan Quinn no longer Rivera, so I think this team has all the elements to have success.
I think the world where Jaden Daniels has the statistics that allow him to win Rookie of the Year, despite me not being as high on him as some of these other quarterbacks, is certainly there. Let's try and fit it in, Joe. The Minnesota Vikings, you're in on this group?
I really am. I think the win total 7.5 is too low. It's at plus 134 to the over. I think they just squeak over this. You look at Sam Darnold here, and I have actually been a bigger buyer on Sam Darnold over the years. I like what he brings to the table. I do think with the weapons out there, coaching, Sam Darnold is going to be able to have success. He's not going to get those big bombs down the field. We know those interceptions do come with Sam Darnold. I'm looking for those short passes. I think the Minnesota Vikings will play into his strengths, and they'll be able to get 8 wins on the season.
It's going to be a fun season, no doubt about it. I'm sure Joe will talk a lot throughout it. Best of luck with the action. Baseball card again is full. We'll update you on the live slate next right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here on Sports Grid. I tell you, I would not mind a little tag out right now. The crew in the back, they're just firing off their NFL bets for week one. They're excited. It's in the air. It's starting to get, starting to feel it. So I was on radio today with our guy DRS. It just still doesn't kind of feel real that we're going to be doing NFL on Thursday. Today's helped a lot. Some good conversations, some buzz in the air. So we're going to be in the mix, man. We're going to be in the mix. Chargers are interesting. Dolphins are interesting. Bills. I'm just saying. Listen, that's the early returns. We'll do it Thursday. We'll do it Bills under. I'm just saying. That's what we're hearing. Let's update you on the live board. W style right now. The Connecticut Sun are up 21-15 on the Seattle Storm. First quarter there, 18-13 lead. So the Sun did cover the opening quarter line. If you bet there, 8 o'clock is when the next W game will tip. And then it's at 10 o'clock at night. We'll see Aces Sky as well as the Phoenix Mercury and the Atlanta Dream. On the Major League Baseball slate, swing and a miss. Terrible pick. Thank goodness I took plus money just to make sure I wasn't laying juice and messing things up. The Orioles are up 7-0 on the White Sox. Incredible call, in fact, by Joe Maddon. But after seeing them have 3 runs on the board, said, do not stop there. This will keep going. And she was clearly right, as it is 7-0 Baltimore. It is only 1-0 Washington. This Patrick Corbin stuff better stop. I don't care who he's going up against. That's what. How many consecutive scoreless innings for Patty Corbin now? That's at least 9. Let's go back to the Rocky start here because now I'm annoyed. Let's see. Did he give up that run in the 6th? Of course he did. He's so terrible. I can't stand this guy. Or did he give up the run in the 3rd? No way. How many scoreless innings in a row does this guy have? It's Patrick Corbin. This can't be. This guy's a beast. And Patrick Corbin's on fire. All right. Well, that's bizarre, man. At least 9 scoreless innings for Patrick Corbin. It's not exactly how we drew it up. Minnesota still up on Tampa Bay, which is nice to see. Carlos Santana hit a home run, who actually would have been a look for me if this was still Dinger Tuesday. Why does that still annoy me so much? Like, don't you wish we were doing Dinger Tuesday tonight? Like, shouldn't we be here right now firing off home run bets, Laser Ramon, Juan Soto, Carlos Santana, Vladdy Jr.? I don't understand. Logan O'Hoppe. It's Logan O'Hope to you, pal. Cut it out with these guys. You know I would have bet some national, too. How's Dylan Cruz doing? He's terrible. Let's not bother people with that. Blue Jays up 2-1 on the Phils. Homers in this game. One belongs to Kyle Schwarber. Another belongs to Dylan Varsho. In fact, the first 4 batters tonight for Toronto have gotten been able to get a hit. So it looks like the Tyler Phillips trust was not warranted. Phillies are weird, aren't they? Big picture. Outlook. They spent so much of this season looking like the clear-cut best team. And certainly for a while, they had the best record. You know, you look at the league now, the Dodgers have passed them for the best record. But it's just how many teams are in striking distance, right, of the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, I'm not saying the Braves are going to be able to win a division off of them. That's still seven back, but the Brewers are only one back in the loss column. You know, the Padres and Diamondbacks are only five back in the loss column. It's just, it feels like the Phils were supposed to be the team of the year. 100 wins, just kind of create all that separation, maybe be World Series favorites. And this is why this season has just been so strange, I feel, where we don't have any teams, at least record-wise, who jump off the page as excellent. You know, last year we had three teams that won 100 games. If you look right now at the Dodgers' win percentage, which is 60, they're the only team. Last year there were four teams that had a better win percentage than what you're getting out of the Dodgers, who right now have the best in baseball. Braves, Orioles, Dodgers, and Rays. So it's going to be really interesting to see, does a team get hot? And if not, how do we parse through all of this evenness that we're seeing right now and all of this parity throughout Major League Baseball? We'll talk a little bit about that with Dave Sharapan. He'll join us next right here. It's Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Live with the ride here on the grid. During the break, a couple of war merchants taking a look at some NFL numbers. Oh, Washington's up 4-0. That's great. I was almost going to complain, but then I remembered I had the over. Who hit it? Joey Gallo. Look at Joey Gallo carrying Dylan Cruz across the finish line. Dave, great to see you. I'm surprised you still have all the Pirates stuff, pal. It's been a while. Dave Sharapan, Sports Big Consigliati, right here on Game Time Decisions. How you feeling?
Good. It's Gaines Day. Might be the last one. Broke out the old jersey, the old sleeveless 2004. Yeah. Do you have anything that fits from 20 years ago? This fits.
I don't know if I have stuff that fits from 20 minutes ago, brother. I got to tell you. I like that this desk is chest high, quite frankly. Right? Right?
Okay.
You know, we're living on the edge and we stand up at times, it feels like. So,
that's it.
You know, the button-down mandate came in. Let's call it what it is. But I look sharp. Ah. I look sharp.
Yes, you do.
Now, listen, you've got buttons down. I got to actually start trying to rewrite the rules here. Dave, man, there's so much to get to.
Yes, sir.
But I got to pull back. College football, week one.
Yes.
A lot happened. What was the big talk for you, big takeaway for you?
I mean, we saw it last night, Florida State. I don't even know where to begin. Thought maybe caught them on a neutral, you know, over in Ireland, and, you know, a big number. They're never the right side of that game. Absolute not right side of that game. And I was joking today with Matt on BVB. I don't even know what to make the number. Like, what point is anybody going to even remotely bet on Florida State to do anything the rest of the season? I don't even think with 10 and 2 they're getting in now. So good luck if they win the ACC. How they can win the ACC, I don't know. Obviously, you know, Penn State looked pretty good. I mean, you want another takeaway. Them going on the road and winning in West Virginia. A lot of hype for some of the dogs that don't get there. But all said and done, I mean, I just tweeted it. My buddy David Purdom put out a number. 49-50. That's the favorites went 49. The dogs went 50. Pretty good job by the odds makers with the numbers against the spread. Solid work.
Yeah. I guess you'll take that. Tip of the cap to the boys in the back. Let's stick with Florida State. Let's play around a little bit. Saturday, September 14th, off a bye at home against Memphis. Memphis plays Troy this weekend. Let me see how big Memphis is supposed to win that game. 18.5. So you should have a 2-0 Tigers coming in off a bye. I wanted to say 6.5, but I think we're going to get Florida State bets on 6.5. So 7, or am I too low?
I mean, it's going to be slightly adjusted because of, you know, Memphis's outcome and if they blow them out. But I mean, at this point, you're just trying to find the number they're going to lay. Like, you know they're going to take. I mean, if you put six, will they actually lay it with Florida State? Oh,
yes.
At this point now.
I think so.
I think so, too, but.
I think under a touchdown just, at home, off a bye, G5 team.
You would think so. You would think so. I don't know. Could you put 9.5 and get them to lay? I don't know. That's one of those ones. Like, a lot of the work is done preseason, and you go, okay, now what? I mean, that's the biggest adjusted power rating of any team in college football because they were supposed to be here, and they ain't close.
Yeah, maybe the number 7.5, and it's bad guys laying on a good number, and it's public taken. Right, because that's what kind of the story is. Just split it up. Maybe that's the number. It's a fascinating spot. It's caused a lot of movement, though. And I'll tell you, Dave, we talked about it here. Big winner, Miami. That team's down to 22-1 to win. Look at it. The hands flew up. 22-1 to win a national title after one game. Rightfully so. This team's in a driver's seat now to make a college football playoff.
I didn't want to say it real early because, you know, we're going to be here a couple segments. But another takeaway was how good they looked and how bad Florida looked. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Florida is not going to be competitive in a lot of games. They're going to get blown out. I mean, you look at their schedule. They may win three games all season. And that's a real fall from a lot of things, and especially an SEC team on brand, it's not going to be. But, between the U's performance – and I don't want to take away too much from Clemson's ineffectiveness because I think that was more about Georgia's being really good. I don't know yet about Clemson. I don't think that they're on that level, but, I mean, there may be one or two teams in a country that is. But with that nice rain delay, I got a chance to really sit and watch Georgia. Team speed, ridiculous. Really looked impressive defensively. Now, that may have been, you know, partly because of Clemson's just – I don't even know what that offense is. I don't know if they have any weapons. I don't know. But I know that I said to move that number down on Miami to win the ACC. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, where it was 50-1? You were talking about 60. The U. We did the fingers. 60. Woo. Yeah.
Here's my thing with Miami is that make price – They can go, they could get, if they tripped up in that ACC title game, they can still get in. I mean, the new poll came out. The only ranked game on the schedule is at Louisville.
Yep.
We have an updated win total on this team. I mean, it's got to be 10.5 expensive over, I imagine, right?
On Miami?
10.5, it's 10.5 minus 140 under. All right, so they should be a 10-win football team at worst. Then, right?
Correct.
That's the idea?
That's what that tells you, yes. I mean, the number's 10. You don't use usually a minus 140 on a total, but if you're going to go and take a stance, that's fine. The number's 10. 10 flat is fine. It's very realistic. It's very, very realistic now that you go through this. The other takeaway that you have to mention is Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame, I don't know if you have to put respect on their name the way you say it, but I know my buddy Gump does, told me, I said all week I'm going to say Notre Dame because that's the way he says it and that's the way the old school guys say it. I was impressed. That's a big win on the road defensively. Wow. I think they're in the playoff, K-Dub. I mean, I don't know. You go through their schedule. The Florida State game doesn't look as hard now. The USC game at the end, that's the other takeaway that we'll get to after the break.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Here's what I'll say on Notre Dame. I had them out the playoff. Win against A&M is a monster, right? The thing is, you're now beating Florida State does nothing, and if you lose to them, it's a nightmare.
Correct.
And there are still some trickier spots on the schedule than I think anybody would account for. I think they are appropriately priced as the third biggest favorite to make the playoff. I wouldn't lay it. I'm not using them as a parlay piece. I would just still be cautious. Because this is where They don't have that backboard of, well, we could just win our conference, right? You even heard when we came in, there was a half second of hesitation from Dave saying, well, we know that Florida State can't make the playoff. Oh, I guess if they won the ACC, right? All of a sudden that could change some things. Notre Dame has no backboard. So if you go to Purdue and you forget to show up at Spoilermakers Country, ah, dang it. When you're playing Georgia Tech and the Mercedes-Benz and you're like, wait a minute, who said this was neutral site? We're in Atlanta. How did we agree to this? Right? Mm. Oh, okay, that's not how we drew that up. I'm just saying, everybody thinks Notre Dame's going unbeaten.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
That's not happening. All right. And I'd love to see it. They ain't going unbeaten. So where's that loss come from and how damaging is it going to be? And if there's a second loss, are they going to be able to keep their head over water? Legitimate questions there. Dave mentions USC. USC gets a lot of love. And also there was an overreaction on LSU. We'll explain. We'll break it down. Maybe Dave will disagree. We'll talk about it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back right here, live baseball board. Nats up 4-0. Orioles still 7-0. 6-1 Toronto. Phils are going to have to put up a big score there. Bad job out of me on Tyler Phillips. Look, it happens, though. Happens. Gave the kid a chance at a plus price. It's not going to work out from that end of it here. We're with Dave Sharapan. We're talking a little college football market movement reactions. And Dave, look, USC got a great win in what I thought was a great football game. I loved it. Yeah. USC deserves to move up, shorter numbers. I would still argue their number to make the playoffs should be much shorter than it is. But I guess we don't know what that committee's going to do. I feel like I'm going to get really annoyed at the committee this year, but we'll save that for another time. Here's my thing, Dave, on USC, right? So we look at the schedule, right? Remaining ranked games. Michigan, Penn State, Notre Dame. They're home for Penn State, Notre Dame. They're at Michigan. Let's say they go 1-2 in those games, Dave. They go 1-2 in those games, which is, I think, a fair expectation with how they look hosting two of them. Yep. Why would this team not be in the playoff? Why would this team not be in the playoff?
I don't know how many two-loss teams are going to get in. And I don't know how many two-loss teams from the Big Ten are going to get in. If there's multiple, then yes. If there's one, they may not get in. It's really going to be interesting to see how the conference ends up stacking up. Michigan's a big mystery right now. I mean, defending champion, yes, but not the same team. I don't know. They were low-key this. We're going to find out everything we need to know about Michigan this week. 7.5-point home dog to Texas. I mean, this is – we're going to know everything. Hey. So,
hold on. Yeah.
There won't be no mystery about Michigan after this week.
This is what Dave and I do. We go a lot of places at once. Dave, you know me for a little bit now, right?
Yep.
Do I like placing my bets early in the week, or do I like getting closer to game, get my information?
Closer to game, getting information.
Yeah. I already bet Michigan plus 7.5. Like
it did?
Like.
Okay.
I can't let it get away. I can't believe it. I can't believe we did that this thing was 3.5. Yeah, whoa, what are we doing? What are we doing? Home field advantage means nothing? This game's 14 in Texas?
It's crazy how much it's being dismissed. It really is. I mean, the move came after the Michigan game, and then they reopened it up out here in the desert, 6, 6.5, and shot right through 7, no problem. Went to 7.5. I think you could have waited. We might see an 8, 8.5. It might touch as it continues to go on. But 7.5 is a good number. I mean, if they score first, they're going to be pick 'em. So you can work with that. I don't know what Michigan is, K-Dub. I don't.
So when you're this early in, your preseason stuff has to matter a lot. I have preseason expect Michigan to win this game, and I'm sorry that the Colorado State-Fresno State games didn't change my mind. Like, I think Michigan can win the game. I don't understand. Right. Like, this is nuts to me. Fresno's much better than Colorado State. Just, I understand one of the games was 16-10 in the fourth, and the other one, Arch Manning, was out there running around. Like, I get it. 7.5 at Michigan.
Yeah.
I had to play it, because if it gets down to 6, I'm going to still be on it, right?
Right.
But it's a principle play. It's a principle play.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I think it's nuts. Now, let me ask you this. How's that handle going to stack up to Colorado-Nebraska?
Oh, it's going to dwarf it. Texas, okay. Michigan.
Oh, that's what I figured.
Lord, that is the game of all. I mean, that is the game the whole week. There's a couple good games. You mentioned one. The Cy-Hawk game will be interesting. That'll be, you know, everybody's going to talk about that total and how many times it's gone under and under and under. There's a lot of big numbers, though. So you get two big-name programs, big-name teams with high expectations, both to make the playoff. And you got a road favorite from the SEC now, which still doesn't sound right when you say that about Texas, at the Big House.
Mm-hmm.
K-Dub, I can't say you're wrong, at least right now, taking 7.5 at all.
My other crazy take, maybe this is the thing I need to bet out of principle. I have no sourcing, obviously. And probably good reason to believe this. I fully believe Alex Orji is going to play quarterback in this game for Michigan. I think they ran Davis Warren out there because they knew that he would beat Fresno, and they're going to give Texas a completely different look. I've convinced myself of it fully.
Wow.
Davis Warren's -145 for passing yards. That was so low. 145 is a joke. That doesn't make sense.
Well, is it Michigan's path to victory really playing it close to the vest and running a ball and out-defensing them?
Obviously. I mean,
100%. That is so low. 145 is just passing.
What is Michigan supposed to score? A point? I mean, what is this? This is Army-Navy? I don't know, man. I'm ready
no
to
juice.
Listen, I'm about to fly up to Toronto and get up there and do the show you know what I mean? Out in Vancouver. And we'll be singing fight songs and everything.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously right now, I think the book is just trying to find the number. And that's what you got to do early in the week. So 7.5, don't be surprised. Tomorrow we're going to tip it over to 8. You know, it's a weird week because of the Monday games and the Labor Day. Today would be the day you'd see some little bit of, you know, float a number out there, see what they do with it. Tomorrow will be that day. We'll know the Michigan number by Thursday. Do not worry.
Okay. I look forward to it. I'll mention this. Then Dave is going to get out of here. But, I mean, he's coming back next segment, but just the Heisman market.
Yeah.
The books are going to, I think, be a little lost for a little while.
Yeah.
Because they used to be able to hang their hat on, ooh, that team's eliminated. We can drop the kid out of here.
Right.
And nobody's eliminated. Nobody's like some lock to go first overall. So you can just tell right now, how many guys do they have underneath? 7, 8 guys under 10-1. I mean, under 15-1. It's the wild, wild west in that market, Dave. We'll get your thoughts on it. Little NFL, little baseball. We'll see you later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got to go rapid fire, quick bullet points. Dave, quickly, thoughts on the Heisman Trophy. We'll run through it all.
Oh, it's wide open. You're right. This is like one of the reasons why I'm glad I'm not in the room, because something happens, somebody takes a bet. Now you got to just make everybody close to the same and let the people decide, you know. But, I mean, I had a guy stop me about the Boise State running back or whatever. He had 6 touchdowns.
Genty.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to bet him. I said, do yourself a favor. Just write it down on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket. Pretend like you have a ticket, because he ain't going to win. Save yourself. Yeah, but he's 100-1. I said, you can say whatever you want on the other end of that ticket. He ain't winning the Heisman. So that's my buddy Rob Mish, Chicago Times columnist. He's watching the show now. I got another guy watching the show, Eron Sean. He is so excited that you're on Michigan this weekend. He actually tweeted and tagged us both right now. He is beyond excited to hear this. There's a lot of people in the 313 that watch the show. And to hear the K-Dubs on them this early, that's making moves. That's making excitement. I like it.
I think that's good support, too. Sometimes people are like, this guy's on him. We gotta pivot. That's not what we were looking for. Yeah. All right. Topic two. The NFL starts Thursday.
Yes.
Anything you want to let people know, just from your perspective, before this thing kicks off?
I mean, I'm looking forward to the game on Thursday, and you're going to hear nothing but the, you know, the Super Bowl this and that. And I mean, it's the line is 2.5 or 3. Whether you like the Chiefs, you know, lay it. If you like the Ravens, take it. I have no strong opinion either way in that. But we went through some stuff today and looked at the division of the, you know, AFC West. I don't even know if another team in that division is going to be 500. It's like, if you're looking at getting the Chiefs' futures, again, how they don't win a division, this is like the old AFC East days when the Patriots would win 12 games and it was only 16, so they'd go 12-4, have the one seed, home field throughout, everybody had to go through there. Look at those division odds. To win a division, how do the Chiefs don't win a division? I mean, you got to tie up the money, but they're winning the division, K-Dub. It's easy.
I'm not saying I think they also win the division. I like the Chargers more than the conversation going around the Chargers. All right. Last one, and I hate to do this to you, but Skeens. How the heck did Paul Skeens end up plus 750 to win a Rookie of the Year? I mean, I'm not even sure that's the right number. Why do we talk about Skeens like he has a 7 ERA? The kid's, it's a 2.22. I don't know. He's 8-2.
I know it's not anything to do with Skeens. It's everything to do with Jackson Merrill. I mean, the kid is unbelievable. And the Padres, I mean, even if you go to sleep on the East Coast and you wake up and you see the highlights, it's him hitting a home run. It's the Padres winning another game. The voters are going to vote him. I agree with you. It's not that clear of a price difference, but it is. And it was really a fun ride. Summer was great. It's officially Labor Day weekend is over. For most people, I heard you say it. Why are they still playing these games? Baseball is done.
Yeah.
Just put the White Sox games over. I mean, come on. Like, how many games can the White Sox lose? Everybody's waiting to find gold every weekend in football. The White Sox are historically bad. Yes, prices are tough. But, man, oh, man, just put it on a parlay piece. Tickets, cash, every day.
It's not wrong. As someone who today went, numbers too high. White Sox run line, 7-0. You know what I mean?
It's
a deal, man. Sometimes, and Dave, it was a pleasure. He'll be on In-Game Live. And you and I will talk. And on In-Game Live tonight, you'll see moments where I bet these guys like pregame, doesn't bounce their way, opening inning, whatever it might be. Hey, should we get back in? Here's the deal with the White Sox. 3-0, the end of the first inning. You never look at the game again. You go, whoops. All right. Hope the rest of the games come in and chasing the White Sox plus 4.5, plus 5.5. That's not what we're doing. But we don't do that. We bet a White Sox game. It's on the board. I don't bet another White Sox game this year. Very likely, I would actually say, that I don't bet another White Sox game this year. Maybe. See, now I'm going to go on a rampage to make sure I win the last White Sox bet I place. I need a day off. I need a day off. He's laughing at me. I got to get out of here. I love you all. I'm back Thursday. NFL futures, NFL kickoff. He's got it better than us. See you.